morning, everyone.
请大家预备心，低头默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and say a silent prayer.
Amen. 好，要帮主为着赦免啊，开始早上安息日的聚会。
However, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll commence our Sabbath morning service.
啊，唱诗一百三十一首。
Now let us sing hymn 131.
And
we're going to pray together in spirit.
祷告是自己跟神之间的对话。
And a prayer is our personal communication or our talk with God.
因为神是活神。
Because God is a living God.
他会听我们的祷告。
He will listen to our prayers.
他将会答应我们的祷告。
And He will grant us our prayers.
我们祷告是念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
When we pray, we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，哈利路亚是希伯来话。
And Hallelujah is the Hebrew word.
啊，就是赞美主的意思。
It means to praise God.
因为他是创造天地的主宰。
For He is the Creator and the Master of the universe.
他是值得我们称赞的。
And He is worthy of our praises.
啊，哈利路亚这个名词啊，大家都很熟。
And Hallelujah, this word is very familiar with by everyone.
啊，有的就用这个哈利路亚编成一首家常乐曲啊，让合唱团来唱。
And this word has even been turned into an entire song.
然后这曲歌呢，很有名。
And this song Hallelujah is very famous.
所以祷告就是很简单，歌颂神，赞美神。
And so when we pray, it's very simple. We shout our praises to God. Because God knows our every need. And we kneel down to represent our humility. To acknowledge our weaknesses and to acknowledge our lacks. We close our eyes and clasp our hands together to focus.
心诚我们所求的就会实现。
And whatever we wish for, may be granted by God.
我们现在跪着向天上真神的祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in one accord.
那黑板呢？有一些怎么祷告
？And there's the instructions on how to pray projected on the wall.
我们做简短的祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Let you sing praise.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，说安利以前的正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's give the sermon before the ordination.
感谢主的带领。
Thank God for His guidance.
这是我们有杨希恩姐妹呢，将被安利为女执事。
And we will have Sister Xi An Young ordained as a deaconess.
这个是表示我们俄文教会呢，大家弟兄姐妹很认真服侍主啊。能够蒙神祝福的一个结果。
This indicates that the brothers and sisters in Irvine have acknowledged her service her dedicated service to God.
现在根据圣经的教训呢，提几个经节互相作为勉励。
And so according to teaching the Bible, we shall use some verses as encouragement.
请看哥林多前书第四章第一节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。第二。
Verse 2.
所求于管家的，这是要他有忠心。一般的人认为，使徒行传第六章那边所记载那七个人就是执事。
Many people feel that the seven mentioned in Acts chapter 6 are deacons.
其实那边没有提到他们是执事。
But actually, it does not mention anywhere in there that they are deacons.
因为执事呢是要做神奥秘事的管家。
For the deacon shall be a steward of the mysteries of God.
而不是要管饭食。
And not the stewards for the administration of the church work.
这边说所求的管家就是要有忠心。
And so here one of the requirements in stewards is that they be found faithful.
那保罗他说因为神看我有忠心，所以他特派我来服侍他。
And so Paul says that God has found him faithful, and so he has chosen him to serve the Lord.
因此能够被安立为执事啊，就是在神的眼中看起来是很美好的。
So therefore, to be ordained as a deacon or deaconess, is found favorable in the eyes of God.
再来看提摩太前书。
Let's also turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第九节。
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 9.
提摩太前书三章第九节
1 Timothy 3 verse 9
要存清洁的良心、啊、固守真道的奥秘执事的功用就是要固守真道的奥秘
So the role of the deacon and deaconess is to hold the mystery of the faith、
啊、这是一个何等荣誉的事情、啊、
How this is such a glorious responsibility
固守真道的奥秘
They have to, the responsibility for holding the mystery of the faith
那怎么去固守真道的奥秘
？What does it mean to hold the mystery of the faith？
就是要了解真道的内容。
So they must have a clear understanding of the content of the truth。
不了解真道的内容，就不能够固守真道的奥秘。
So they must understand the content of the faith in order to hold it。
啊，尤其在这个二十一世纪的时候
，especially in this century。
主耶稣再临以前呢、啊，宗教界将会产生非常大的混乱。
Before the coming second coming of the Lord, there's a lot of chaos and confusion among the different churches and religions.
很多的教派
and there's many denominations.
很多各种不同的学说
there's different kinds of theologies.
有的软弱的弟兄姐妹将会受影响
and some of the weaker brothers and sisters may be affected.
所以怎么来了解真道奥秘，并且来固守它
？So how does one come to know the mystery of the faith and to come and hold it？
了解以后就要能够坚固立场。
Because once you understand it, you must hold firm in its position.
再看十三节
，verse 13。
因为善做执事的，自己就要得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
It says, for those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus.
作为仆人的就是要讨神的喜欢。
To be a servant is to win the favor of the master or the Lord.
要按着正道来分解。
And they must discern according to their faith.
不是按着人意，也不是为了讨人的喜欢。
And they shall not serve to please man.
虽然有人反对。
And so even though some oppose this view,
有人不同意我们的说法
and some oppose this view,
但主要是按着圣经按着真道来分解
But as long as we follow according to what is instructed in the scriptures,
这个就是一个好执事
This will be a good deacon or deaconess.
能够在真道上有胆量
And they must be bold in the faith.
因为这是一个很美好的，在神看起来是很美好的。
And because this is found very pleasing in the eyes of God.
其实作为传道人也是一样。
So、it is the same for those the pastors and the preachers in the church.
对我本身来说也是一个很好的勉励。
And this is also a very good encouragement for myself.
要存着清洁的心啊，固守真道的奥秘。
We must have a clear heart and hold the mystery of the faith.
要经常研究圣经，读圣经。
We must constantly read the Bible and study it.
能够教训别人
And to be able to teach others.
在正道上能够打美好的仗
And to be able to fight the good fight in faith.
所以事实上保罗在他人生最后的时候就一直在卫道
And so during the last few days on this earth, Paul fought for the truth.
因为很多的法利赛人呢反对他
For there are many Pharisees that opposed him.
他为这个在打仗
but he fought for the faith.
他觉得主耶稣啊已经带了恩典
because he felt the immense grace from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不在律法以下
we're no longer under the law.
虽然很多法利赛人主张要遵守摩西律法
and so even though many of the Pharisees insisted that they continue to follow the Mosaic laws,
他为这个而征战
he fought for the faith.
说他到年老的时候，他说那个仗我已经打过了
and so when he was old, he says,that he has fought the good fight.
我们今天继续保罗的脚中，再继续为真道打美好的仗。
So today, following the footsteps of Paul, we shall also continue to fight this good fight.
做这个何等荣耀的工作
！And to do and work in this glorious and worthy.
也就是我们安立执事的目的。
And this is one of the reasons why we ordain ministers or deacons.
愿以此共勉。
And so that may God continue to guide us.
愿神祝福。
And may God bless us.
Oh.
And these qualifications, these criteria are even more stringent than the ones for priests.
请看以西结书,
please turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书44章,
Ezekiel 44.
第二十节,
Ezekiel 44, verse 20.
以西结书44章第20节,
Ezekiel 44, verse 20.
不过剃头也不可容发留长长只可减罚二十英其实要进入念院的时候不可喝酒二十三二十二不可娶寡妇和被休的妇人为妻只可娶以色列后裔中的处女或是祭司遗留的寡妇二十三他们要使我的名字知道圣俗的分别要使他们分辨洁净的和不洁净的 24在尊重的事他们应当站立审判要按着我的典章判断在我一切的节期必所我的律例条例必以我的安息日为圣日25他们不可挨近死事沾染自己只可为父母为父亲母亲儿子女儿弟兄和为家人的姐妹沾染自己所以我们从这边看出来当时那神
And so at this time, God moved Ezekiel to write these qualifications of the priests.
And
so if we compare the criteria here versus the one for the law of the Nazarites, we can see that the law of the Nazarites is more strict.
所以拿西尔人的要求，这等于是对大祭司的要求一样。And
so the criteria for the Nazarite is just as stringent as the ones for the chief priests.
除了要让一般人有机会来服侍神以外，Not
only does it allow ordinary people to come and serve the Lord,
还让一般的人能够体会大祭司的一个经历。
It also allows them to experience what the chief priest has to go through. For God has very stringent criteria for the chief priests. And only with these stringent criteria are they able to discern between right and wrong and good and evil. And they can discern between what is sacred and what is secular.
所以当时设立拿西尔人制度的总归的一个原因呢，一个精神，就是要使他们能够分别是非、分别圣的俗的。And
so the spirit behind the law of the Nazarite is so that they may discern right and wrong between good and evil.
所以拿西尔人的制度啊，就是像今天的义工制度一样。And
so this law of the Nazarite is the same as volunteering today.
我们今天鼓励年轻人还是我们成人呢，能够奉献某些时日来为主所用。
Today we encourage the youth as well as the adults to set out some time to be used by God.
能够跟圣职人员出去一起访问。
To go out with the ministers for visitations.
一起出去传福音,
to go out and spread the gospel together.
一起做长时间的祷告,
to pray for long periods of time together.
一起查考圣经,
to study the scriptures together.
也是要经历全时间工人的一个经历,
and to be able to experience what the full-time workers go through.
那只要是能够经历这个过程,
and if they're able to endure through this process,
自然就能够分辨是非善恶。
And then naturally they'll be able to discern, distinguish between right and wrong and good and evil.
能够分辨是非善恶才有资格来服侍神。
And only when they can discern between good and evil and right and wrong can they be qualified to serve God.
一个人假设没有办法去分辨是非善恶，没有办法去分辨圣的俗的，他就没有办法去教导下一代。
If a person is unable to distinguish or discern between good and evil and between secular and sacred, he's unqualified to teach the next generation.
神当时就要兴起。
And so God raised up the Nazarites.
那么查考,对他们第一个要求就是要禁酒。
And the first criteria for them was that they shall not drink any wine.
那圣经说啊,清酒,浓酒都不可喝。
And it says that they may drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink.
啊, 就从葡萄树上所产的果子, 也不可吃,
nor shall he drink any grape juice.
所以他们的, 啊, 汁, 他们的果子都不能吃,
so they cannot eat of the juice or the fruit itself.
那为什么要要求那么严格呢?
Why is the so strict?
因为一点点的笑话就能够使全团发起来。
Because this little bit of leaven can contaminate the whole being. We cannot overlook a small sins. Because one small mistake or sin can lead to a lifetime of regret.
以前在台湾我看过一个报告,一个电视的广播。
In Taiwan, I saw a news report.
一个先生啊，他在坐火车的时候啊，他刚好跟一个邻座的先生啊，两个人在聊天，在隔壁坐的这个先生啊，两个人聊天。
There was a man when he was on the train, he was having a little chat with the person sitting next to him.
然后两个人就互相交换名片。
And so they exchanged business cards.
那这两个人都互不相认识的。
And they didn't know each other at first.
那有一位啊，就是经营生意啊，大概做了不错的一个生意人。
And one was a businessman that was quite successful.
那有一天呢，另外一个乘客呢，他说去这个做生意人的家里要跟他借钱。
And so one day this passenger went to this businessman's house to ask for a loan.
结果那个人呢，不借给他。
And this person would not lend it to him.
另外一个人呢，要借钱的人就杀死了那个生意人。
And so the person who requested the loan then killed this businessman.
杀死以后就逃了。
And after he killed him, he fled.
事后也谁也不知道发生什么事情。
And nobody knows what happened after that.
当然也不知道是谁杀的。
And we're not sure who committed the crime.
但是这个被杀的人呢，被杀以后就要被发现了，紧急送到医院里。
But this person who was killed was taken to the hospital.
在断气以前呢，他跟警察说啊，比个酒啊酒。
And before his last breath, he fingered, he used his hands to point out the number 9.
那酒是什么意思？ 警察摸不清楚的。
And the policeman who saw him wasn't sure what kind of signal he was trying to give.
后来就从这个被杀的人的朋友背景啊，就一直调查。
And so they started investigating all the people that this victim knew.
后来就想到说，可能是酒还是不知道什么意思，但是就从他的名片啊，发现有一个人啊的名字啊很有可疑。
And so they weren't sure what this number 9 meant, but looking through the business cards that the victim had, they found a suspect.
后来就找到这个人。
And so they found this suspect.
原来他的手指头只有九根。
And so it turns out that he only had 9 fingers.
一根断了,
and one was gone.
所以被杀的人啊，在断气以前所说的九，就是九根手指头的意思。
And so before the victim died, he signaled number 9, meaning that the suspect only has 9 fingers.
那这个做生意的人为什么会被杀？
And so why did this businessman, why was he killed?
就是因为他犯了一个小小的错误。
Because he made a small mistake.
他把他名片给那个不认识的人。
He gave his business card to this stranger.
所以他中了这个杀机。
And so he was had this opportunity to be killed.
因此有时候小错也会造成一生的遗憾呢。
And so sometimes even this small mistake can lead to a lifetime of regret.
那小错的话，一个人假设不能够清醒。 就不能够教导他的百姓。
And so if a person commits a small sin and he's unable to get himself out of it, he's not eligible to teach the generation.
祭司和先知啊，被酒所困了，他们就错解的末世。
And so the Bible says that the prophets and the priests shall not be indulged in wine.
圣经说，清酒浓酒会夺去。 啊，记住他们的正确的判断力。
And the Bible also says that the wine and the drinks will impair the priests and the prophets' judgments.
那今天我们生活当中也是有酒啊。
And so today in our lives, there's also wine available.
我们可能没有喝这个物质的酒。
Perhaps we do not drink the wine that we have.
因为酒呢，喝下去又能够使一个人膨胀。
Because after drinking wine, it could cause a person to be
能够会彰显自己,
a person to be puffed up, to show off.
啊, 喜欢被人称赞,
and so that they want to receive praises.
啊, 负能的话也会使我们的血非常的热滚滚,
and it also causes us to be very, very worked up, roused up.
啊, 被称赞的时候也是会使血一样热滚滚的,
and this drinking the wine also causes us to be roused up.
啊, 就会失去很好的判断力。
And so we lose our discernment.
也就是圣经所告诉我们的, 不要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And so as the Bible says, do not seek for vain glory.
人有这个软弱都很喜欢的荣耀。
And because humans have this inherent weakness, they want to receive praises and glory.
啊, 喜欢被称赞。
They want to be exalted.
啊, 这圣经所说的酒, 要戒酒。
And so in the Bible, it teaches us clearly to not to drink in wine,
to keep ourselves from wine.
So we should keep ourselves away from wine. Because the wine in this world will allow us to lose the correct discernment. And so we will be unclear between right and wrong.
把坏人当成好人,
we may treat a bad person as a good one and a good as a bad person. And so unable to distinguish between what is sacred and what is secular.
人家圣经才告诉我们, 啊, 清酒龙酒都不可喝,
and so the Bible reminds us not to take a drink. We cannot let this little bit of leaven in our hearts. We cannot allow our hearts to have any kind of pride inside.
那第二个,
the second,
啊, 就是不能够用剃头刀啊剃头,
they should not put a razor to their head.
要容头发一直长长,
they should allow their hair to be continue to grow.
当然这是以前旧约时代的条例。
Of course, this is a law in the Old Testament.
啊, 现在男生啊, 没有人留长头发,
and nowadays, it's very rare to find a man with a very long hair.
但是做个现代的拿西尔人, 我们应该怎么样履行啊, 拿西尔人的精神?
Yes, but today, to be a modern Nazirite, how should we carry out the spirit of a Nazirite?
我们看参孙啊, 是一个很道地的拿西尔人。
We see that Samson was an ideal Nazirite.
他一出生就不理头发,
when he was born, he never laid a razor onto his head.
结果他长大以后非常有能力,
and so when he grew up, he had mighty strength.
几个人都没有办法去对付他,
and many of the people could not overcome him.
用绳子绑住他身体啊, 他也很容易就把绳子挣断,
and when they came and bound him, he was able to break free.
后来他娶一个太太,
and later on, he married a woman.
那个太太就一直缠着他, 说, 请求你告诉我, 你那么有力气啊, 的秘诀。
And the woman kept pestering him and wanting to find out what's the secret behind his strength.
那起初啊, 三孙啊, 不愿意告诉他。
In the beginning, Samson was unwilling to divulge it.
一直骗他。
And he kept leading her astray.
可是后来啊, 就越趋近啊, 越趋近这个事实, 越趋近秘诀的所在。
And, but eventually, she got closer and closer to the truth.
他后来就一直往头上啊, 一直往头上说明啊,
and so he gradually kept divulging the secrets to his strength.
所以可见他得能力的来源就是在他的头发, 在他头上。
And so later on, she found out that the source of his strength came from his hair.
后来他受不了他这个太太的牢骚了。
And later on, he was unable to withstand all this nagging and pestering from his wife.
啊, 整天缠着他就是受不了。
And so he couldn't stand it.
就干脆要全部告诉他。
And so he told her everything.
说他从出生就没有理过头发。
He told her that ever since birth, he had never laid a razor on it.
假如有人把他头发理光,
if someone were to shave his head,
他就失去能力。
He would lose his power.
所以当时神告诉拿西尔人说你们不能够理头发。
And so God instructed the Nazirites not to shave their heads.
啊, 参孙是一个很典型的拿西尔人。
And Samson was a very ideal Nazirite.
所以可见不剃头留长头发这就代表着能力。
And so we see that to not cut their hair, to not lay a razor upon their head,
represents能力就是在他的头上。
And their strength is upon their head.
一旦这个失去的话, 他就没有能力的。
And once they lose it, they lose their strength.
那拿西尔人必须要能力。
And Nazarites must have strength.
没有能力的话, 就不能够分辨是非。
Because without their strength, they will be unable to discern between good and evil.
那相反的, 而可以说明, 没有分辨是非, 就没有能力。
And conversely, we can say that a person unable to discern between good and evil has no strength.
请看耶利米书,
Please turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书15章,
Jeremiah 15.
耶利米书15章的19节,
Jeremiah 15, verse 19.
19节,
Verse 19.
主如此说啊, 你若归回, 我就做你的, 啊, 我就将你再带来, 使你站在我面前, 你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来, 你就可以当作我的口, 他们必归向你, 你却不可归向他们, 20.
20.
我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙, 他们必攻击你, 你却不能够, 他们却不能胜你, 因我与你同在, 要拯救你, 打救你, 这是主说的。 在这边神告诉耶利米,
Here the Lord tells Jeremiah,
你若归向我, 我就将你带来, 能够成为我的口。
He says, If you return, then I will bring you back, and you shall be as my mouth.
成为神的口, 就要替神说话。
To become as his mouth means to speak for the Lord.
但是他必须要能够分别圣的俗的。
But he must be able to distinguish between what is holy and what is secular.
当时可能很多人在吵着耶利米,
And in that time, perhaps many people were going towards Jeremiah. And they're going away from Jeremiah because they did not want to heed his warnings.
很多人向耶利米挑战,
and many people challenged Jeremiah.
甚至有人身的攻击,
and even attacked him.
但是神告诉他,
but God told him,
您只要能够分别善的, 分别圣的俗的,
You must be able to discern between good and evil and between worldly and what is worldly and godly.
你就会得着能力, 你就会得胜,
and you will receive strength and you will be victorious.
因为我必与你同在,
for I shall be with you.
所以只要能够坚持神所说的,
and so he kept what God has told him.
就会得着能力,
and he received strength.
这个就是神为什么要叫当时拿西尔人不能够剃头发,
and this is one of the reasons why God instructed the Nazarites at the time not to cut or shave their heads.
因为分别善恶是需要能力的,
because in order for one to discern between good and evil, they must have strength.
需要从神那边来的智慧,
and they must have wisdom from above.
那我们今天现在的拿西尔人,
and as a modern Nazarite,
圣灵降在我们头上,
The Holy Spirit is upon our heads, and we shall receive power. And so the modern Nazarite needs to receive their strength through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a holy.
有了圣灵就能够分辨是非,
and with the Holy Spirit, one can discern between good and evil.
And
the Holy Spirit shall help us.
Will
help us to understand the truth.
我们就能够分辨好坏,
and we can distinguish between right and wrong.
那第三个,
third point,
就是死尸啊, 不能够碰,
that they must not come close, come near a dead body.
那拿西尔人的要求非常严格,
they must not touch a dead body. This is a very strict criteria for the Nazarites.
不但是别人死尸不能够碰, 连自己的父母亲都不能碰,
not only should they not touch the body of a dead person, but not even their own families.
那主要是以世俗人的眼光啊, 这个太要求太过分了。
And from a secular point of view, this criteria is asking for too much.
连自己最亲的, 最亲爱, 最敬爱的父母亲的尸体都不能碰。
Because you can't even come close to touching the body of your beloved mother or father.
可是神要求那西尔人啊, 过着一个完全分别的生活。
But God requested his people, the Nazarites, to live a life of separation.
不受世俗, 不受亲情的干扰,
to not be influenced by the worldly and the family relationships.
有一次有一个人要跟随耶稣,
and so one time a person came and inquired of the Lord Jesus.
他说耶稣啊, 容我回去埋葬我的父亲, 我再回来跟从你。
He told the Lord Jesus that he would go home and bury his father first and then follow Jesus.
这是一个很自然的,
this is a very natural thing to do.
要是我的话,我也会这样子说啊。
If it was me, perhaps I would say the same thing.
你也会这样子说啊。
And you may say the same thing.
因为这是很自然的情形的表现。
And because this is a very natural demonstration.
但是耶稣说啊, 任凭死人埋葬他们的死人, 你尽管来传扬神国的福音。
But the Lord Jesus answered him, Let the dead bury the dead, but we should go and preach the kingdom of God.
所以神对现在拿西尔的要求是什么?
So what is God's request for the modern Nazarite?
就是要摒弃亲情
，which is to
叫暂时放弃，暂时啊，暂时放弃亲情
，temporarily give up this familial relationship。
所以耶稣他自己也说啊，人若到这里来，若不胜过爱自己的父母。妻子儿女就不能够做他的门徒啊。
Jesus says that unless one comes to me and one cannot be called my disciple unless he loves me more than his father, mother, and children.
那这一句话另外有一个解释，就是说人到我这里来，若不恨自己的父母，不恨自己的妻子儿女，就不能够做主的门徒。
And so, in other words, if one comes to the Lord and he cannot be the Lord's disciple unless he hates his mother, father, and children.
那这个好像是跟圣经的教训互相违背。
This seems contradictory to the teachings in the scripture.
因为圣经告诉我们要孝敬自己的父母亲呢。
Because in the Bible, it teaches us to obey our parents.
怎么要说要恨恶啊自己的父母亲？其实呢
？So how come now they illustrate it as saying that you must hate your mother and father?
这个意思就是说，在耶稣跟父母亲之间选择的时候啊，要以耶稣主耶稣基督的事情为优先呢。
The spirit of it behind it is that when we need to choose between our parents and the Lord Jesus Christ, we must place the things of God first.
因为主耶稣啊是福气的源头。
For the Lord Jesus is the source of all blessings.
是生命的源头，平安的源头。
He is the source of life and the source of peace.
我们先追求耶稣基督本身。
And we must first pursue the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
那主耶稣基督啊，就会照顾我们的亲人呢。
And He will take care of our family.
那圣经也说，将来呢，五个人啊，一家五个人要分成两组。
And the Bible also says that in the future they will be divided into two groups.
因为有的人在服侍主啊，做拿细尔人。
And because some people are serving God as a Nazarite.
那离开自己的父母亲。
And they leave their parents.
离开自己的妻女、妻子、儿子。
And they leave their children.
啊，可能这些人都很不喜欢。
And perhaps not many people favor that.
做父母亲的也不高兴啊。
And the parents.
你怎么放着我不管呢？
And the parents may not be happy, saying that why did you forsake me?
所以就会分成两组啊。
And so there will be two groups.
一组是很清楚神的旨意，要暂时呢分别为圣，做拿细尔人。
One group is very clear on God's instructions, and they separate themselves as a Nazarite.
因为他受到耶稣主耶稣的感动啊。
Because they have been personally moved by God.
所以暂时啊，还下定决心呢、啊，要奉献几天。
And so they make the resolve to temporarily leave their parents and the family and to follow Christ.
另外一组的人他不明白。
But the other group does not understand.
他就会埋怨抱怨。
And they will complain and grumble.
所以就会起着纷争。
And so they will have a strife.
那怎么来解决这个问题呢？
So how do they resolve this problem?
解决之道就是让全家一起当拿细尔人。
One of the solutions is for the whole family to become Nazarites.
全家一起啊，一年当中啊，奉献个几天啊，到外面去分发传单。
And so that the whole family will take out some time during the year to go out together and to pass out flyers.
全家一起服侍主。
And the whole household will serve the Lord together.
全家一起出去访问信徒。
And the whole household will go out to visit members.
这样就不要纷争了。
And then this will eliminate the strife between the family members.
全家当现在的拿细尔人。
So that the whole family can become modern Nazarites.
而且拿细尔人第一个就是清酒、浓酒都不喝。
And the first thing that the Nazarites cannot do is that they cannot drink of the wine.
也就有很清楚的判断能力。
So that they can have a clear sense of discernment.
什么是对的，什么是不对的，分得很清楚。
They know exactly between what is right and what is wrong.
第二个
，the second，
不剃头发。
They should not lay a razor upon their head。
满得能力
，or they may lose their strength, their power。
啊，第三个
，the third，
就是不碰死尸。
They do not touch dead bodies。
专心跟从主。
And they will focus and concentrate solely on following the Lord Jesus Christ。
全家服侍主。
And the whole family will serve the Lord。
虽然是很辛苦啊。
Even though it may be challenging at times.
啊，传统的说法要有忍辱的精神呢、啊，因为有人会遭受批评啊。
And so this may go against a tradition and may result in some criticism.
啊，全家能够服侍主是乐融融的。
But for the whole family, to serve the Lord, it should be a joyous thing.
从另一方面来说, 其实也不是一种羞辱。
And so from another perspective, this is not a shameful thing to do.
因为当时在服侍人的拿细耳人当中有男有女。
Because during those times, there were men and women, Nazarites, that served the Lord.
根据哥林多前书11章的记载,
according to 1 Corinthians 11,
留长头发是男人的羞辱。
A man with long hair is his shame.
可是却是女人的荣耀。
But yet it is a woman's glory.
所以做拿细耳人对姐妹来说, 留长头发是她的荣耀吗?
And so, as a woman Nazarite, the sisters with long hair is their glory.
可是对弟兄来说是一种羞辱。
But for the brothers, it is their shame.
所以可见这是一体的两面。
And so we can see that this is two sides of a coin.
在忍受羞辱的时候,
when one is enduring the shame,
其实那也是一种荣耀。
And actually, that is also considered glorious.
所以全家能够投入做拿细耳人。
And so if a whole family can dedicate themselves and become Nazarites,
全家热融融。
And the whole household be filled with joy.
早上争到这里结束。
And that will testify to this point.
现在请陈执事上来主持，请安理执事典礼。
And we asked Deacon Chen to conduct the ordination ceremony.